My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies, come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 14th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
It's another day. Hump day, brother.
I don't know what was going on the roads today. I had three accidents. 14th Street Bridge was the biggest one. It's weird when... I think it was four cars or five cars. They're just in the middle lanes. Mm-hmm. And guys are walking around. I don't know if it was I didn't see like major damage. There was a car on the GW Parkway that looked completely smashed in a tow truck. And then there was another little thing. It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
hump day. People are getting out there fast. I don't know what's happening.
I just think it happens every day. I mean, there are so many traffic accidents. You may not run into them. But if you listen to traffic, there are accidents everywhere. It's insane, you know? And you're just maybe getting some bad luck or running into it.
Yeah, there's no alternate way. Once I hit that G-Dub Parkway, it's pretty much one way to get here.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of...
I don't know when they're going to end their construction. I got to believe it's a company that was hired by the government that is just extending their work.
Well, it is a nightmare. I don't know how it is coming in, but I take it going to the club, and... it's so narrow. Yeah, like I'm literally gripping the steering wheel. So when I'm leaving DC heading to 495 and I'm on the GW Parkway, I find it harrowing. I don't really enjoy it.
I'm so used to it. I feel like I could do it with my eyes closed, but what I don't get...
Going home, do?
Yeah. It's narrow ways. There's only one lane on the way.
They have the Jersey for wall 90%. And other things.
Right.
And
what I can't figure out is there was a stone wall... and then they knocked it down, and they're just putting up a new stone wall. Like I just don't understand.
I don't know.
And it's impossible for them really to add lanes because you've got a couple of bridges in certain situations, which are two lanes. So I don't even really get the project. Whenever it's done, is it going to be easier? Are there going to be more lanes? Like I don't really get it. But it's been going on for over a year.
I agree. I mean, construction takes forever. in this
You're
city.
Not on that, though, right? You're not on the G-Dub Parkway, are
no,
you?
No, no. I refuse to go that
but
way.
But it's kind of like 66 had construction forever.
But I mean, I have to go over the 14th Street Bridge. I mean, I see that every morning. I saw that accident.
Oh, you did? It was there that long?
It was moved to the left when I was...
The one that I had was four cars in the middle of the two lanes.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you just got to leave a little bit earlier. That way you can handle that stuff. Because it does happen, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to tell yourself to leave earlier.
I know, but...
I did leave earlier. Just, yeah, that's why I made it.
Good. Good on you, then. It's good just, on you. That's what it takes.
It's just hard.
To be honest with you. So I guess the Skins are out on the running, if they are ever in, for Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, from reading the details overnight, that the Niners have an offer on the table for him. And then if he doesn't accept it, they've got a trade already arranged, prearranged with the Steelers, and they'll just ship him to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh will have to deal with it.
So they're just making it. Yeah, it's up to Ayuk. And does he want to stay in San Francisco for that offer, or does he want to go east?
Supposedly, does he want Brock Purdy to throw him passes, or does he want Russell Wilson?
Correct.
Well, I think it depends. Yeah, I think he's one of these guys looking at the bottom line.
Correct.
I think that's what he's looking at. I don't think he cares who's throwing him the
ball. So if the Steelers' long-term offer is a little bit higher than Niners, he'll probably
accept. He might roll. Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Or does he want to have a chance to win a Super Bowl? Or does he want to, you know, maybe be a 500 team?
I guess reportedly,
maybe get to the playoffs.
The offer is around $30 million, so that's probably a couple million short of where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if he looks himself in the mirror and goes, wait a second, they're going to give me $30 million a year mm-hmm. to play wide receiver in the NFL.
Right. Now, the Steelers are a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team. But and this team is right on the precipice.
Yes.
This team, Niners team, they stay healthy. How have they been so far to camp? Have they lost any key guys? McCaffrey
Trent
still?
Williams is holding out.
Yeah, they
McCaffrey's got a calf.
Uh-huh. But they're, I mean, for the most part, it's not like they have any big-time season-ending injuries.
Right.
And Steelers were 10-7 last year with Kenny Pickett and without Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
So one could argue that Jad Brandon Ayuk and Russell Wilson's upgrade, that they'll be a contender.
If Russell
So maybe
Wilson's
he thinks
upgrade.
That they can contend in the AFC. The problem is you got to go through Kansas City. You got
Baltimore.
The Ravens. You've got the Dude. Bengals with Joe Burrow.
I don't think he's doing that kind of thinking, honestly.
I would think that way.
He doesn't.
He wants the biggest deal.
He was willing to come here. He's not thinking.
Yeah, but that's with his boy. Like, to me, that's an outlier.
Maybe. But he obviously didn't care particularly about winning. Like, Brandon Ayuk, I don't know him from Adam. He strikes me as a guy who just wants to get paid. It's his turn. He wants to get paid. I don't think he's really analyzing who's going to give me the best chance to win. I don't even think it's that deep, to be honest. That's the vibe I'm getting. I don't know if it's...
I think it's part of his equation. Now, again, the Steelers give you a chance to win. I look at that situation different because of his personal relationship with the quarterback. And he probably thinks, if you're thinking about winning... We've had people come on the show and predict that the Commanders could be a playoff team.
All right, that's way different.
He probably thinks if I come to Washington with Jaden Daniels, it's an ascending team.
It might be ascending, but they ain't winning any
Super
Bowl.
He wants to get paid. That's exactly what he wants.
I think he's looking at it like, this is my payday.
I mean, he's going to possibly leave a team that went to the Super Bowl last year and has everybody back.
And honestly, at this point, when you're quibbling over a couple million here and there for, you know, $100-plus million deal, this is just ego. Right, he doesn't want to be behind certain guys.
My bet is he stays in San Francisco.
I have no
idea. If you
idea
had to bet, well, it's two choices. You got to bet.
What's the Pittsburgh offer?
We don't
Do we
know.
Have a guess?
Nope.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Yeah. If Pittsburgh,
what if it's similar to
San Fran?
Yeah, San
Francisco. I would say stay in San Francisco. But if it's a couple million more a year. And it strokes that ego.
I would think he would make that decision today.
Got to be soon.
Right?
You know they're going to be pressuring him. They're going to be like, dude, we can't be doing this forever.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous.
But it is interesting that the Commanders are not in the mix on this. And it's always been the sense that they're not.
Yeah, I mean.
That Vadaram or whatever the guy's name is, he was getting me excited a couple days ago.
Right.
Vadaram.
Yeah. But Matt Vadaram.
Whatever his name is. He was getting me excited. But the idea of it, but it just didn't seem plausible.
Look, Adam Peters, who knows what they offered or what San Francisco was demanding, but Yeah, he's not willing to mortgage that for another receiver. I think it's interesting, too.
Right.
So your boy James Wood had a night last night.
Yes, he did.
I think he ended up
started talking
for five,
about
right?
James
four
Wood.
For four at one point.
I want to say 2 years ago.
He had a chance to go 5-for-5, but he grounded out in the ninth.
Because you
or the eighth.
Played with his dad, or at least crossed paths with his father.
Yeah, he came to Richmond the year I was leaving, but he came in, but we stayed friends. And stayed friends for, you know, obviously until today. And his son is a stud. And he's one of the top prospects, you know, over the last few years. And he's earning his keep, man. He's having a really good year. Has had a couple four-hit games. But it wasn't just him. It was Chaparro last night. Chaparro, who they got in a trade from the Diamondbacks for Dylan Floro, had three hits in his first three at-bats, all doubles.
That's a nice night. Yeah, they had an offensive explosion of sorts. Jake Irvin gets the win.
And Trevor Rogers for the Orioles, who they traded for before the deadline from the Marlins, has now lost. Well, I don't know if he's had three straight losses, but in his three starts with the Orioles, has given up. I think he's given up 12 runs in 14 innings. His ERA is about 7.6 with the Orioles.
Valdez, is this game? Is it just sort of another game for you guys? Does it mean much losing to the Nats, or like how critical is it for you guys? You guys are what, half game back?
Every game's important.
Everyone's important.
You're in a
dog really fight.
The Yankees and the Orioles are in a mid off for the AL East.
Correct.
And then the Red Sox can surge past them if they play their cards right. If they both.
Well, they're six games back of the Orioles. I think they'll be fine.
Although. Orioles are broken right now.
They're not playing great. The pitching staff's a little dicey, but I think they'll be fine. I mean, the Yankees' lineup is just completely killing the ball. Soto had three bombs last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched a little of the post game. I just didn't get up to change the channel or reach over my remote, and I was watching Jim Palmer. Valdez, can you comment on this? How old is Jim Palmer right now? Is he got to be 75?
Yeah, he's like 75.
His face looks silly, but he's got turkey neck. Uh-huh. He's clearly had some work done.
Yeah.
He might be the most attractive 75-year-old guy.
78.
He looks good in the face.
He's worked in some capacity for the Orioles, whether it's in broadcasting or a player, since he's 18. So,
so 60 years?
Yeah, so he's been with the organization for 60 years.
I mean, I watched him, and I was like, dude, he's got to be 75. He looks incredible in his face. Now, as you could tell, he's had some Botox or whatever the hell he's having done.
He's got some sort of work done.
But that turkey neck is a giveaway. But his face looks silly.
He's the reason I wore number 22 growing up.
Yeah,
constantly
my dog.
Constantly tan.
He looks money for 78.
That was your boy.
Is he more handsome than Theismann?
Probably.
I don't know if I've seen Theismann recently. He might be. How old is Joe? Joe's what, 72, 73?
No, I think he's older. No.
Did Joe ever do jockey underwear commercials?
Joe was an attractive guy. Joe was dating Hollywood actresses.
I understand that.
Yeah. Joe had his day.
That's more than a mid-off. That's a stud-off.
Joe's 74.
Almost 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be 75 September 9th.
I'm telling you, Jim Palmer is still freaking Jim Palmer.
Yeah.
It's 78 years old. It's unbelievable. I think people take it. I think Valdez and his boys, they take it for granted how good looking Jim Palmer still is at 78.
They take it for granted.
You guys have seen him on TV for 60 years, so you're not paying attention.
I'm well aware of how Ken Dollish he looks.
And I was like, because then I think I watched the post game show or something. Then I saw Tom Davis. Tom Davis is getting up there.
Yeah,
Tom Davis looks like a normal guy, aging like a normal guy.
He's always been a heavy set dude.
He's a heavy set guy. Yeah. You know, gray and aging.
Yeah.
Palmer just looks like literally he could do another underwear commercial. An old man underwear. He could do a Depends commercial.
Doesn't that bum you out that all these studs are just getting butt old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there was some reel came up on my.
Well, we were just talking about it yesterday. We were talking about how old we were because of something yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Hamburger.
Yeah. Well, listen to this.
Chris Hamburger's 80. Would you say 83, JP?
83.
Yeah, I watched that guy play for a couple years when I was like 7 years old.
I loved him too, just because of the name. I thought it was Hamburger. I was watching this reel, and this guy was like trying to point out to people like how fast life goes by. He goes, the average 50-year-old has lived 66% of their life, right? They've got, on average, 24 years left It's like 9,000 days. It's like 300 months. It's like
I don't go that deep, but
When you do, it's like
I try not to do that. It would depress me even more.
It depresses the hell out of you.
Yeah.
He goes, you got like 10 more anniversaries. You got like you know, it's winding down. Make the most of every day.
Take it day by day, my friend.
Yeah. Another one. An old man took out this. It's like tape measure. And he was trying to give wisdom to a young guy, and he clipped off. He said, "I'm 57 years old."
And there you go.
He clipped off 75% of the tape measure, and he goes, "This is how much life I got left,
right?
You know, on average." It's so butt depressing. It's butt depressing.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet you $10 that the Red Sox finish ahead of the Orioles in the AL East.
Okay.
Emotional hedge right there.
No odds, right? You're just because you're making the bet. All right.
Why are you just so down on your boys? Or are you just the way the schedule plays out?
I mean the starting staff's ravaged by injury. They can't trust anyone in the bullpen. The lineup's too reliant on the long ball. They don't play well against sub 500 teams. They have a series against the Red Sox coming up, who's playing a lot better than the Orioles. They can get a lot of ground in that series. It's not a foregone conclusion that the Orioles will not finish third in the AL East after starting so high.
I mean, the Red Sox are playing okay. I mean,
you guys are both 5-5 in your
last
10.
They just lost four straight.
Yeah,
I know. But they've been
playing 500 ball for basically the last 6 weeks.
Six games with 40, you know, 8 games to play is very difficult.
Yeah, but they have head to head. So if
that's fine. They're not. Boston isn't good enough where they're just going to sweep the Orioles.
Mm-hmm. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So I'll take that bet, $10.
There it is. Put it in the book.
Orioles play the second one against the Nats tonight. Kramer going for the Orioles. He's lost four straight, either four or five straight. So that's another dicey starter for the Orioles. But
Rogers, who they picked up because of the injuries, his record is now 2-11.
Right, and he's, like I said, he's given up 12 or 13 runs in his three starts with the Orioles.
Hey, it's Game Show Wednesday. Later in the show, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes, including a $50 gift card to Wendy's HF Festival 2024 tickets. We'll do that coming up at 7:45. We were talking to some baseball. Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, he will join us at 9. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us at 800-636-1067. On the MGM National Harbor Listener Line, same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll open up the sports page next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.